Welcome back. This is an advanced Ableton Live lesson on Dubwise laid-back swing on subs in drum and bass. We're not talking about the usual shuffle the hats and call it groove. This is about how the sub leans against the drums. That slightly late, heavy, confident pocket where the low end feels like it arrives with intention, blooms after impact and somehow makes the whole track feel deeper without sounding messy. We're aiming for a roller tempo, around 170 to 176 BPM. I'll set us at 172 as a nice midpoint. And the big rule for today is simple. Keep kick and snare on the grid first. Let the sub do the leaning. If you swing the spine of the beat too early, you end up with drunk-rid drum and bass, and that's not the vibe. Before we do anything clever, do a quick setup so timing changes don't turn into technical weirdness. Make sure delay compensation is on in Ableton's options menu. Then create two groups, one for drums, one for bass. Keep it clean. When you start nudging timing around, organization is your best friend. Now let's build a reference grid drum loop. Nothing fancy. Classic two-step. Kick on bar 1 beat 1, and bar 1 beat 3. Snare on beat 2 and beat 4. That's your anchor. Add a basic hat pattern, like straight 8th notes or a simple 16th pattern. But don't add swing yet. I know it's tempting. Don't do it. Right now we want rigid, because we need to clearly hear what the sub timing is doing against something stable. Cool. Now let's make a sub that translates and doesn't turn into a clicky mess the second we start pushing timing around. Create a MIDI track called SUB. Drop operator on it. Oscillator to a sine wave. Start the level conservative, like -6 to -12 dB. Leap headroom. Add saturator after operator. Choose soft sine or analog clip. Drive it gently, 2 to 6 dB. And turn soft clip on. This is not about distortion. It's about giving the sub just enough harmonics, but the movement is audible on smaller speakers and the groove reads clearly. Then add EQ8, optionally high pass around 20 to 25 Hz, gentle slope, just to keep useless rumble out. Later, if things feel muddy, you can dip a little around 200 to 300 Hz, but don't pre-EQ the life out of it yet. Now the envelope, because envelope timing is half of Dubwise. In operator's amp envelope, keep the attack basically instant, like 0 to 2 milliseconds. For decay, think in the 200 to 400 millisecond range. Set sustain very low or all the way down. Then release around 60 to 140 milliseconds. The goal is a sub that blooms. Not a click, not a constant drone. Something you can shape musically. Now write a sub pattern that invites laid-back timing. Dubwise subs feel heavier when they don't fill every gap, so keep it to a handful of notes. Try a 1 or 2 bar loop. 5 to 7 notes max. Place hits that answer the drums, maybe a short hit on the downbeat, a little pickup, something that lands after the kick, and a cheeky note leading into the snare. The exact pitches depend on your key, but rhythmically you want space. Bass is what makes late feel heavy instead of just late. Now we do the core move. Delay the sub musically. This is the cleanest way to get that laid-back feel because it's consistent and predictable. Go to the SUB track in the mixer and find track delay. Start at plus 8 milliseconds. That's the first pocket. Typical range is plus 6 to plus 18. You can push to plus 24 if you're going for a really lazy, deep drag, but be careful. At some point it stops feeling like groove and starts feeling disconnected. Here's a teacher trick. Don't judge lateness with your eyes. Use pocket anchors. Solo kick and sub, then solo snare and sub. The sub can be late, but it should still agree with at least one anchor. If it feels good with a kick but weird with the snare, often the problem isn't the raw delay amount. It's note lengths, or your sidechain release, smearing into the backbeat. Another calibration trick, at around 172 BPM, a 1/128 note is roughly 11 milliseconds, and a 1/256 is about 5.5 milliseconds. So when you choose plus 8 to plus 14 milliseconds, you're basically saying, I'm leaning by about a hair under a 1/128. That keeps you in a musical range instead of randomly chasing numbers. Alright, now we add swing, but with restraint. Swing is perceptual, and in most drum and bass grooves, hats carry the swing. Subs only need a hint, otherwise they sound like they're tripping. Select your hat clip. Go to the groove pool and grab something like MPC 16 Swing 55. Set timing somewhere around 30 to 55%. Random very low, like 0 to 6%. Velocity may be 0 to 10% if you want a touch of movement, but keep it subtle. Now apply the same groove to the sub clip, but set the groove amount lower on the sub. Think 10 to 25%. The hats do the dancing. The sub just sways. And here's the advanced idea. Don't just delay everything equally forever. A really dubwise feel often has downbeats more stable and pickups lazier, so once you found a good global delay on the sub, try selectively nudging only syncopated notes later by a few milliseconds inside the MIDI clip. Leave the main downbeat note a bit tighter. That reads as intent, like the bass player knows exactly what they're doing. Next, the pro trick, split transient timing from body timing. Because sometimes you want the sub's weight to arrive late, but you still need a controlled front edge so it doesn't fight the kick transient or make the rhythm feel blurry. Duplicate your sub track. Call one SUB tight and the other SUB late. On sub tight, shorten the amp decay, maybe 120 to 200 milliseconds. Set track delay close to zero, or maybe plus 4 milliseconds tops. Pull the volume down. This is a helper layer. It's not supposed to be the main sub. Think of it like the fingertip on the string. On sub late, this is the body. Set amp decay longer, like 250 to 500 milliseconds. Set track delay somewhere like plus 10 to plus 20 milliseconds. This is the bloom. This is the dub. Group them into a SUB bus. On that bus, add glue compressor gently. Attack around 10 milliseconds. Release on auto, ratio 2:1, and keep gain reduction very light, 1 to 2 dB max. Then add utility and set width to 0%. Keep the sub mono. Always. If your Ableton version has a bass mono option, use it, but honestly, just hard mono the sub region and stay disciplined. One more advanced detail, phase stability. If your operator settings allow it in your version of Live, set the oscillator to re-trigger or reset phase so every hit starts consistently. This matters a lot when you're layering tight and late subs. If the phase changes randomly each note, your low end will feel inconsistent, and you'll think it's timing when it's actually waveform unpredictability. Now we manage overlap, because laid-back sub often overlaps more with kick and snare, and if you don't control that overlap, you get mod. On the sub bus, add a compressor for sidechain from the kick. Sidechain on. Input the kick track. Attack fast, like 0.5 to 3 milliseconds. Release around 60 to 120 milliseconds and tune it to the groove. Ratio 4:1. Threshold so you're getting about 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction on kick hits. Optional move. A second, lighter side chain from the snare, maybe just 1 to 2 dB reduction. That keeps the backbeat snapping without thinning the entire low end. And here's something people forget. Check the pocket at low monitoring levels. Turn your monitors way down until the kick is barely audible. If the sub still feels like it sits behind in a pleasant way, you nailed it. If it disappears or feels disconnected, your timing or ducking is overcooked. Loud listening can hide timing problems because everything feels exciting. Quiet listening exposes the truth. Also, be aware of latency plugins, limiters, linear phase, EQ. Some multibands can add latency and change the feel even with compensation. If the sub suddenly feels inexplicably late, bypass heavy latency devices and recheck your pocket. Now let's talk arrangement, because this is where Dubwise laid-back sub really shines. The late feel is strongest when it's contrasted. Try simple 32-bar drop plan. Bars 1 to 8, tighter sub, like plus 6 milliseconds. Bars 9 to 16, lean back more, like plus 12 milliseconds, maybe add a ghost note or a pickup. Bars 17 to 24, pull it slightly forward again, like plus 8, to lift energy without changing sounds. Bars 25 to 32, do a halftime-ish dub moment, reduce hats, let the sub bloom, maybe do some reverb throws on stabs. If you automate timing, do it in steps at section boundaries. Tiny continuous automation of delay can feel unstable, like the track is wobbling. You want intentional pocket shifts, not seasickness. If you want to get even more advanced, try a dual pocket technique. Put your two sub layers into an auto effect rack as separate chains. Chain A is kick locked, tighter and shorter. Chain B is snare dragged, later and longer. Then automate chain volumes. In busy kick sections, lean on the kick lock chain. In backbeat heavy moments, bring up the snare dragged bloom. It creates movement without constantly changing track delay values. Another deep dub move. Swing the gaps, not the hits. Keep note starts fairly consistent, but change note lengths. Shorten notes that lead into the snare so the snare has space. Lengthen notes after the kick so the sub feels like it blooms in the pocket. In Live cases, note off timing sounds more dub than pushing note on timing. And if you want the sub rhythm to read on small speakers without turning it into mid-bass, make a parallel harmonic layer. Duplicate the sub or create a return style chain, saturator or overdrive, then EQ with a bandpass around 200 Hz to up to maybe 1.5K. Keep it very low in level. The fundamental stays clean and mono, but the ear can follow the groove. Let's do a quick practice routine you can repeat anytime. Load your clean two-step drum loop at 174 BPM if you want it a bit faster. Write a two-bar sub-pattern with 5 to 7 notes max. Start with sub-trek delay at 0, listen, then plus 8, listen, then plus 14, listen. Pick the pocket that feels heavier and more relaxed. Not simply late. At MPC 16, swing 55 to hats at about 45% timing. Add the same groove to the sub at about 15%. Then export three versions, level matched. One at plus 6 milliseconds, one at plus 12, one at plus 18. Listen on headphones, then at very low volume, and then in mono. Choose the one that feels deepest while still punching. As you do all this, keep an ear out for the common mistakes. Don't swing the kick and snare into chaos. Don't give the sub more swing than the hats. Don't combine late sub with a super long release and then wonder why everything is smeary. Check mono, especially if you layered subs. And don't use randomization as a substitute for decisions. Random is seasoning. Recap the whole concept. We keep kick and snare tight. We make the sub lean back using track delay, usually plus 6 to plus 18 milliseconds. We use groove pool lightly on the sub, 10 to 25%, while hats carry the swing. For pro control, we split sub transient versus body, a tighter, shorter layer and a later, longer layer. We control overlap, with envelope shaping and sidechain. And we arrange by contrasting tight and laid back sections, so the pocket feels intentional and powerful. If you tell me your BPM, your key, and whether your kick is short and punchy or boomy and long, I can suggest a starting sub-note rhythm and give you specific envelope and sidechain release ranges that will sit right in the pocket.